Have you ever convinced a friend to try your favorite restaurant? Talked your way into a job interview you weren't quite qualified for? Persuaded your child to clean their room without a battle? Congratulations, you've made a sale. According to Dr. Cindy McGovern, we're all salespeople, whether we realize it or not. The difference between those who get what they want in life and those who don't often comes down to recognizing and harnessing this fundamental human skill. The most successful people aren't necessarily the most talented. They're the ones who've mastered the art of selling themselves, their ideas, and their value to others. This isn't about becoming pushy or manipulative. It's about understanding that persuasion is something we do naturally every day and learning to do it with intention rather than by accident. Most people associate sales with pushy car salesmen or telemarketers, causing resistance to developing selling skills due to misunderstanding what selling truly is. Authentic selling isn't trickery, it's solving problems and creating mutual benefit. When recommending a movie or presenting an idea in a meeting, you're offering value, not manipulating. Children naturally understand this concept. They ask directly for what they want, persist through rejection, and celebrate victories without shame. They haven't learned to fear rejection or worry about appearing too forward. As adults, many of us have developed an aversion to asking for what we want. The first step toward effective everyday selling is recognizing that selling with integrity means helping others while achieving your goals. The difference lies in intention. Are you solving a problem or just pushing for personal gain? Sales opportunities surround us constantly, yet most go unnoticed. That casual conversation with your neighbor could lead to a job referral. The extra attention you give a client might result in a testimonial. Consider Maria, an accountant who never saw herself as a salesperson. During a routine audit, she noticed her client struggling with inventory tracking and mentioned a spreadsheet solution she'd developed. Impressed by her proactive approach, the client referred three new businesses to her firm. Maria wasn't trying to sell, she was simply being helpful, yet she made one of the biggest sales of her career. Start paying attention to the questions people ask you. When someone asks, "Do you know how to fix this spreadsheet?" or "Have you dealt with this situation before?" they're signaling a need, buying signals in disguise. The colleague asking about your software experience might be evaluating it for their department. The neighbor inquiring about your landscaper is in the market for one. Once you recognize everyday interactions as potential sales opportunities, you'll see doors opening without ever making a cold call. In our skeptical world, trust has become the most valuable currency. People buy from, collaborate with, and promote those they trust. Trust develops through the trust trifecta: competence, consistency, and caring. People need to believe you know what you're doing, will do what you say, and have their best interests at heart. Competence isn't about knowing everything. It's about honesty regarding what you know and don't know. A furniture designer who admitted uncertainty about a fabric's durability but promised research built more trust than someone feigning complete knowledge. Consistency means following through on promises. The contractor who calls when promised, even just to report a delay, builds more trust than one who delivers excellent work but communicates poorly. Caring may be the most powerful element. When people sense you genuinely want what's best for them, trust transcends the transaction. A financial advisor who told a client to return after saving more money lost a small commission but gained a lifelong client who later brought millions to manage. The most crucial moment in any sales process is the ask, yet this is precisely where most people falter. We build relationships and establish trust, then hesitate. We hint at what we want or hope others will read our minds, creating a major obstacle to success. Asking is difficult primarily because we fear rejection and worry about appearing pushy or selfish. Many consider asking directly for what we want impolite. Consider Sarah, a talented graphic designer who remained underpaid because she feared losing clients by charging more. When she finally raised her rates, framing it as ensuring continued quality, not a single client objected. Some even wondered why her rates had been so low. The key to effective asking lies in framing. Present it as an opportunity for mutual benefit, not taking something from someone. When asking for a promotion, you're offering to take on greater responsibility and solve bigger problems. Effective asks use simple, direct language. Would you be comfortable introducing me to the marketing director? Or, I'd like to be considered for the project manager role. Can we discuss what that would entail? These requests are clear yet collaborative, inviting discussion rather than demanding compliance. The sale isn't complete when you hear yes. That's when the real work begins. Following through transforms transactions into relationships and is often overlooked. Effective follow-through has several components. Express specific gratitude for what the person did and its impact. Deliver promptly on any promises made during the ask phase. Close the loop by sharing results of their help. And seek opportunities to reciprocate, as the strongest relationships are mutual. Consider Marcus, who asked a former colleague to recommend him for a position. After getting the job, he didn't just send a thank you note. He scheduled quarterly coffee meetings to update his mentor, asked about his mentor's projects, and eventually brought business to his mentor's company. 5 years later, when Marcus was hiring, guess who was the first person he called? Let's bring these concepts together into a practical 5-step process you can apply immediately. First, plan to sell. Recognize you're already selling daily and do it intentionally. Identify what you want, understand what others want, and connect these desires. Second, look for opportunities. Sales moments emerge in everyday conversations and chance encounters, when colleagues mention challenges or neighbors comment on your garden. Train yourself to recognize these opportunities to provide value. Third, establish trust through competence, consistency, and caring. Listen more than you speak, demonstrate expertise through actions, and show genuine care about others' needs. Fourth, ask clearly for what you want. Don't hint or hope others will read your mind. Frame requests in terms of mutual benefit, being specific about what you're asking and why it matters. Finally, follow up. Express genuine gratitude regardless of outcome, deliver on promises made, and look for opportunities to strengthen relationships. This process works whether selling products, ideas, or yourself in both professional and personal contexts. With practice, these steps become second nature, an authentic approach to creating value everywhere. When you master everyday selling, you don't just get more of what you want, you help others get what they want too. That's a sale everyone can feel good about making.